fighting for America.
This is turning into a regional conflict, which does pose a threat to the security of the United States.
Only Iraq can save Iraq.
Fighting for Idaho.
No justice! No peace!
There was at least one shot fired within the car.
He started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots, and my friend died.
Fighting for you.
What the heck's going on with the world? You've got Gaza. You've got Iraq. You've got Syria. You've got the Christians being slaughtered. You've got the Chinese. Am I leaving something out? Oh, the border.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
That's a lot of ding-dongs.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, good morning, everybody. K. Melly in the morning. Thank you all for listening. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. And please tell a friend. We need to continue to grow this program. If you want a live local voice in the Treasure Valley, folks, give us some suggestions. Tell us what to do. We want to be there for you. We appreciate it. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Dan Gaynor now with the Media Research Center. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
How's your day going?
Oh, it's not bad. It's depressing to watch the Mideast and the fighting continue again, and to watch the fighting in Iraq continue again. I mean, I wish somebody would just acknowledge that every single major country in the world is fighting Islamic extremism. Quite literally. I mean, not just, you know, in PR ways. I mean, quite literally in combat ways.
Well, I'm with you. You know, I was so tuned to the monitors here that I have literally just spilled boiling hot coffee all over myself. So we'll try and make it through this segment as we talk about what's going on in the Middle East. And that's just never fun, is it?
No, and it's depressing to really watch the way the media spin the narrative.
No, I was talking about spilling coffee all over myself.
Oh, I don't drink coffee, so I am spared the morning hot caffeine.
Yeah,
I go for the cold caffeine. I'm a 365 tea, iced tea drinker.
Yeah, well, I think you're a lot smarter than I am. By the way, would you like to say hi to your family here in the Treasure Valley?
Absolutely. I've got some of them here now, but I say hello to the remaining refugees in Idaho.
Always great to have you with us. So, where did we go from reporting to the news to pretty much, how should I say this, manipulating the news for public opinion?
Well, I think it has always been that way, but it was never as organized or as scientific as it is now. I mean, the most famous example of media bias, frankly, is Walter Cronkite from 1968, after the Tet Offensive, where the United States military crushed, you know, North Vietnamese military attacks all across South Vietnam. Walter Cronkite came out and said the war is unwinnable. Well, I mean, you know, that resulted in, you know, Lyndon Johnson saying, you know, when you lost Cronkite, you've lost America. I mean, so, and we later find out Cronkite was even talking about possibly running as a Democrat, and he was a big liberal, and Helen Thomas, who was also the dean of the White House press corps, was a big liberal, and you just go down the line, and they were all big liberals. You know, Edgar R. Murrow, and, you know, the famous great journalists. So it's not surprising that we're at a biased point, but to see the networks systematically pick sides and not tell you what's really going on. I mean, you know, case in point, as far as picking sides, obviously, over the study we just did where we looked at how the networks refer to Hamas. Now, for people who don't know Hamas at home, Hamas was declared a terrorist organization by the United States on the first day that we created a terrorist watch list back in 1997. It's on there with 21 crazy terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. Okay, so there's no doubt who's on this list. And yet the networks won't call them terrorists. They called them fighters. They called them militants. Actually, one really just disgusting example from CBS even called them soldiers, by a factor of 13-1 over terrorists. That's what the journalists were saying. That's not the opinion people they're interviewing. That's what the actual network journalists were saying. And then what they don't tell you is that Hamas keeps such a tight hold on Gaza that they don't allow journalists to show Hamas people with guns, Hamas people shooting, incidents where Hamas people were doing bad things, Hamas people firing rockets. In fact, it took an Indian TV crew to show the construction and launching of a Hamas rocket right next to their hotel for any of that information to get out. American crews not doing any of it. NBC puts Ayman Mohyeddin in there, who used to work for Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is funded by the exact same people from the royalty of Qatar that actually fund Hamas.
Dan Gaynor with us, Media Research Center. Kevin Miller here in the morning at 580 KIDO. And I go back to this, and the idea that, you know, if it wasn't for this erudite Israeli ambassador, he actually has to correct people during these interviews he has, whether it's somebody from MSNBC, whether it's Aaron Burnett on CNN. I find it fascinating, the anti-Israeli coverage from American networks.
And it's more than just American networks. I mean, what's going on here? We're seeing a global rise in anti-Semitism. And in part, it's being pushed by media outlets that have set up this kind of crazy David and Goliath scenario. The left, and that means the American media, because they're just walk arm in arm, they have decided that Hamas is part of Islam. And as such, they're going to treat it nicely because American media don't like Christianity, don't like the power that Christians have in this country. And so they, to fight back against that, they support Islamic causes. The Islamic people in America, despite the fact that they're part of 1.6 billion Islamic people around the world and 50 nations that they control, they're the underdog in America. And they're going to use them as the David to take down the Christian Goliath. And so you get this coverage where the only other group that gets better coverage in America besides Muslims is the LGBT people, because the media loves them even more.
You're on thin ice when you're talking about the LGBT community.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, you're not supposed to, you say anything disagreeing with, I mean, and that's what we go back to. We no longer live in tolerance America. Remember that was the lefty line in the 80s and 90s? Oh, we just want you to be tolerant of people who are different. That sounds pretty reasonable. And pretty much everybody I know is tolerant of people who disagree with them, everybody but liberals. They went from tolerance to acceptance. So you've got to accept who I am. Well, no, I don't really have to. And then it became mandated celebration. And whether it is mandated celebration of every LGBT agenda thing or every pro-Islamic thing, to the point where they don't even want to tell you how monstrous the things are going on in the Mideast right now. That they complained, oh, Israel killed a few Muslims today who were firing endless rockets at Israel. And they set up this like moral equivalency, like the two sides are equal. And they ignore the fact that in nearby countries, you've got massive Muslim-on-Muslim slaughter, Muslim pogrom of Christians, Muslim pogrom of this other sect that's part Islamic, part Christian, that's been around for hundreds of years. They don't want to show all the butchery going on by ISIS. I mean, all along the whole Mideast area, there's monster stuff going on. They want to beat up on Israel because Israel is the disappointment to them.
Well, Dan Gaynor with us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. My favorite is that Israel has an unfair advantage, and they should give Hamas and Hezbollah and the other usual suspects technology so they could have their own Iron Dome. And I'm thinking to myself, what would the slaughter be like in Israel if they didn't have that Iron Dome?
Oh, I mean, they fired just today 20 new rocket attacks into Israel. They fired, since Hamas took over in Gaza, when Israel pulled out of Gaza and said, here, go deal with it, they fired 15,000 unaimed rockets into Israel. That means they point and shoot at population centers trying to kill civilians. There are 6 million Jews in Israel, 1 million Arabs in Israel. They don't care who they kill. They just want to kill somebody. But that's normal. I mean, it is positively monstrous. It's something no nation on earth, I mean, the Swiss would not tolerate this. They would move in and take it out. The United States, we would have gone in and literally pushed everybody out. If that's what it took to get to secure American citizen safety, we would have gone in there and shot everybody who's carrying a gun if we had to.
Well, maybe in the old days.
Well, true. Well, whether it was the federal government or in this case with the federal government being run by Obama, it might have to be Texas because, you know, you can pretty much count I think the Texas National Guard would go in. I mean, it's just we would not tolerate this. No nation could tolerate this. When the rockets coming from Gaza can reach half of Israel. So imagine just the entire, just draw a line, the Mason-Dixon line, all the way across the United States. Rockets coming from the south can hit all of that area. Everybody in that area having to spend half their day or more in bomb shelters, shrapnel raining down on them. They make it sound like the Iron Dome is this, you know, super-powered weapon that just makes the rockets disappear. Now, when Iron Dome rockets hit, you know, the other rockets, they explode and rain hot, deadly shrapnel down on the earth. No, you can't live that way. And
no.
You shouldn't have to live that way, especially in a free nation.
Well, it comes down to, instead of reporting the news, they're promoting their own agenda.
That's entirely correct. And their own agenda is anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-democratic. The true irony, just to connect the points I was making, the true irony of what is going on in Israel is that Israel is the most free place for Jews, for Arabs, and even for gay people in the Mideast. It's the only place where gay people can go in the Mideast and not be butchered for who they are.
Yeah, well, that's what I don't get. You have a lot of people from the LGBT community talking about supporting Hamas, and I'm like, it ain't going to be good for them if Hamas gets in power.
And that's it, yeah. I mean, but nobody will call them on it. Nobody will go around to the LGBT groups and say, by the way, you know, if Hamas wins their victory of either genociding Israel or ethnically cleansing them from the area, you know that every gay person in that area will be persecuted and killed. No.
Right, you're right. More coming up from our friend Dan Gaynor next, Media Research.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning as we continue on. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Dan Gaynor with us from the Media Research Center. You know, Dan, what do you make of the coverage of the border?
I guess it's better than the Mideast coverage. But that's not even the Mendoza line of incompetence. It's awful. I mean, it's, you know, here you have this crisis where Obama skates by. He even goes to Texas and doesn't go to the border, and they don't stick with it. What it is, you know, it's an example of how the media don't stick with scandals when it's a Democrat. And today is the 40th anniversary of Nixon resigning. And so the media are all agog about the, you know, the presidency they took down. But the only reason they took down a president wasn't that he did illegal things, because a lot of presidents have done illegal things. It's that he committed the cardinal sin of having an R after his name. You know, I mean, you could go down the line. I've written a piece for Fox that should be up today talking about the scandals of the Obama administration, the fact that they're investigating Americans, that that the CIA under Obama spied on the U.S. Senate. I still can't wrap my brain around that one, that there's been this litany of Obama scandals, any one of which would have been used to skewer the Republican leader. My favorite of those is the Joe Biden story that came out in the book that just came out, that Joe Biden likes to swim in the nude in front of female Secret Service agents. If Dick Cheney had done that, they'd still be screaming about it, even though Bush has been out of office for 5.5 years. you know, it shows that they have no interest in pursuing how the border is covered. They don't want to go into Mexico and interview the families of the people who died as a result of the failed Fast and Furious thing. That's what they would do if a Republican had done it. There's just two total sets of journalism, one for the right and one for the left. One for the right, everything you ever do, good or bad, will be used against you by the media. And the one for the left is everything you ever do will be excused by the media.
Well, I agree with you here at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning, Dan Gaynor joining us from the Media Research Center. You know, how can anyone besides a Democrat be elected considering the coverage here? I mean, you know, take a look at this. The idea, here we go, of this election, and, you know, the Republicans are evil and the Democrats are good. I mean, that's a huge advantage.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a huge advantage. What happens is, if you're a Republican, you're running against, it's a two-on-one battle. It has been for decades, and it's about darn time that the GOP acknowledge it. Reince Priebus has made some noises toward that, about removing the major media from the debate process. One of the places where we saw Candy Crowley, for instance, last year, totally skew the debates, just totally declare, you know, Obama the winner and totally screw up the debates for Romney. So removing that would be one way. But the problem is, if you're a Tea Party person or a real conservative, you're fighting a three-on-one battle.
Exactly.
Because the leadership of the GOP is also against you. It's a hard thing, but Americans do have other forms of media, not just talk radio, but the Internet. What the GOP and conservatives, and the two are often not the same, but what anybody on the right needs to do is really more and more commit resources to getting the word out and creating their own news and finding the news outlets that are biased and just telling them, no, we won't talk to you. I mean, if the GOP on the Hill announced that not only would they not talk to MSNBC, you know, but they wouldn't allow, you know, that anybody from the right who did, they wouldn't talk to them either. They would just squeeze them out. You would end up with MSNBC really looking bad. And the GOP and the right need to go to war against the bias and really do what Newt Gingrich did so well in the debates last time, you know, to really just tackle the narrative where the media always attacks from the left.
Dan Gaynor, as always, we appreciate it. What should we be looking out for here?
Oh, well, I mean, I think right now, since, you know, two big things today, actually three. One, obviously, the anniversary of Nixon, so the media will talk about that. And just mentally picture all the comparisons you could do to Obama and look how they don't make it. The next is the fighting has restarted in Gaza. You know, so look, continue to look, watch how your local media outlets cover that. And if they cover it in the same way, calling Gaza people, you know, militants and fighters, you know, whoop up on them, call them and complain. And then the last is the situation in Iraq, where it's so out of control. Watch how rarely they refer to ISIS, this lunatic Islamic group. Watch how rarely they use the term Islam or Muslim connected to them.
Dan, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Our friend Dan Gaynor with us. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men.
And good morning. Welcome to Monday, my favorite day of the week. Dave Burnett, I'm not too sure about, but we'll ask him next here at the Manly Man segment. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
So Monday, your favorite day, or is it Friday? I don't want to put words in your mouth here.
I like Mondays. I'm good with Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday. Tuesday's my hardest day. Because, you know, you're trying to get your body clock back in again. I mean, I was in work early this morning. I was in 15 minutes early getting at it.
Just because you couldn't wait to hit the ground running.
Yeah, lots of stuff to do. Very, very busy Monday. And so I thought, you know what? Let's get after it.
See, now that's commitment.
No, I got a house payment, so. You know, I just got a house payment. That's all there is to it.
Isn't that funny how all of a sudden you know, instead of like, hey, I'm going to go do this or I'm going to get a new that. Hey, I need to fix the gutters, and boy, the gutters sure look good. Or, you know, in my case, boy, the new lawn really looks good. I got rid of all the weeds. What a great accomplishment.
I know. Isn't that great? I edged my lawn this weekend. That was fantastic. And as I look back and wanted to tell somebody, but
well,
nobody cared.
You could tell everybody here, by the way, you'll love this one. I actually went on and bought an edger.
Oh, did you? Did you get a gas-powered one or electric?
Electric.
Yeah.
Electric.
I've got an electric. I'd love to have a gas-powered one. That just, you know, a little more power, a little cleaner, a little more manly, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's not, yeah, yeah. The electric ones are not very manly.
No, not really. Then you're fighting the string half the time.
Exactly. Or, you know those things that you use to cut the bushes with?
Oh, yeah, hedge clippers. A lot of people do, yeah.
You ever use those to cut the cord? I went through like three of them.
I've done that once. Boy, the sparks were exciting off of that. But yeah, it was an early morning Saturday for yard work till it got hot. I did go out. I did something I have not done in several years. I went out to Saturday evening final races at Lebois Park.
Oh yeah.
So I went out to the ponies for the final races of the season because they got the fair coming up. So that gets very busy now. The horses are done. So I went out there. Big crowd. I mean, there were thousands out there. I was stunned.
Now, were you in the luxury boxes, or were you?
No,
in
the... I was just in the grandstand, up sweating with everyone else.
Oof! I've always noticed there's a very unique crowd. I haven't been to Lebois in like two or three years. The first year I was there,
mm-hmm.
when we would used to do events there.
Unique in what way?
Well, you know, you see, I've never seen so many tank tops being worn by men before.
I guess I just don't notice that stuff.
Well, I mean, people call them like the wife beater shirts, but you'd see people dressed up, and then you'd see people in tank tops, and then see people in like not Under Armour shirts, but you know those shirts that don't have sleeves. They call them the wife beaters. I just don't like saying that term.
Yeah, the white T-shirts.
Right, and I go, ooh, well, I guess they're dressed for the evening.
I don't know that I've ever. I don't know that I saw any guy in there. And a wife beater.
Well, maybe the dress code is improved.
That's interesting. No, that's interesting. No, I've never noticed that.
Well, that was my my big thing at Lebois, but people seem to like it. So there you go.
Oh,
you
yeah, build had it, a good time. Come. Had a great time out there. So it was good. It's like watching hockey. Very social. A lot of visiting going on.
Really?
In between races, you pick your ponies and then sit and you visit and you talk and you get up. The race goes on and then you get a chance to kind of sit and talk and look at the pony. It's a very social time. I like that.
Well, it's all about, though, betting, right?
No, I just said it's about the social time. I mean,
yeah,
there's
but you pick
involved.
Your horses,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm not about the betting.
No, that's fine. In fact, there's people that go out there that don't bet.
Isn't gambling, you know, against the Bible or something like that?
Gambling's against the Bible?
Yeah, that's my new term, against the Bible. Doesn't the Bible say you don't gamble?
Where?
I'm just asking the question.
What, do I look like a minister?
Well, you could be today.
I don't think so. It's the right Reverend Kevin Miller.
So we've got, who doesn't know those biblical verses that he's quoting. Well, what else is new?
Gambling's against the Bible.
I like that term, gambling's against the Bible. It's something you'd hear in the South. So... Big news over the weekend. We've got Kellen Moore doing well, and you're fixated on just the positive coverage by Channel 7 this morning.
Well, I mean, and the Statesman, and everybody's all about, and I love Kellen dearly, great kid.
You hosted a show with him for 2 years.
Yep, had a couple years with him, and then, you know, we did the Broncos when he was quarterback there. So
you were on the sidelines.
Had a chance to see, and I think he's a great guy, so... What just makes me laugh is the media, all the TV stations and the newspapers over Kellen, over the fact he threw the winning touchdown. And he's a third-year quarterback against the number threes. He better be doing that. I mean, he better be doing that.
Well, he was the only Lions quarterback to throw a touchdown.
Yep, the ones against the one. Well, Stafford was in for one series and then out. And then they brought in their second string guy that they picked up, and he stunk up the barn. He wasn't very good.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, and Kellen came in and played okay. And then he did. He threw a touchdown with a minute left to go. But he's playing against the number threes. He's a third-year NFL quarterback. He better do that, or he'll be looking for work. That's just all I have to say. That's what I have to say about that.
Well, there we have it, the bottom line there. So other news of the weekend, we were in an in-depth discussion about this. Concerning Tony Stewart and Kevin Ward Jr., I found it insulting watching the coverage on Sunday that the anchors on SportsCenter, you know, everybody wanted to make sure that they weren't offended and they weren't offensive, but they could never get the guy's name right. I mean, it's Kevin Ward Jr. There's somebody else there besides Tony Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, oh, well, you know, Tony's going to race. Tony's not going to race. And I'm going,
Yeah, for those who were under a rock, I mean, unfortunately, when it comes to NASCAR, it's when something really bad happens is when the national media picks up on it. You know, a crash involving 18 cars or somebody dies that the national media picks up on it. And this really, and that's the other thing, this wasn't a NASCAR race. That's the other thing. I saw a big headline, you know, NASCAR death. And, okay, the kid who was killed, Mr. Ward, was not a NASCAR racer. They was open wheeled sprint cars, and it was at a track north of the Glen, and it's just something Tony Stewart liked doing. But tragically, he got out of his car after getting involved in an accident with Tony Stewart to wag his finger, and so he broke safety rules. Not to say that but bad things happen when you break the rules, and then Tony Stewart, and whatever happened, hit him. It looked like to me, clipped him with the front right tire. I could be wrong, but and killed him. And it caught on video, obviously, because everything's on video these days. So
yeah, now we have reports that it was the back tire.
Was it the back tire?
That's the reports, but it goes to show who's at fault. You have Kevin Ward Jr., 19 years old, gets out of his vehicle. And like I said, the people that were describing this, I didn't see the video till the next day, said that Stewart accelerated a little and his back end veered into the kid, and that's he got sucked underneath it and then thrown 50 feet. That's how he died. That's what people are saying.
Yeah, don't know.
Now, if you see the video, it gives you a different perspective because you have people slowing down, and as you told me off the air, you've got one guy swerving out of the way, and maybe Mr. Ward thought that Mr. Stewart would swerve. Stewart may or may not have seen him. And then all of a sudden, it was too late.
Yeah, I mean, much like Meridian Speedway, I mean, the track was not well lit. You know, it was lit adequate for a small town track. It was a dirt track. And those dirt tracks, by the way, the rear ends of those cars skitter around on them pretty good.
Right.
So, you know, I just can't imagine. And, you know, because it's Tony Stewart, because of things he's been involved with in NASCAR races in the past, he's been mad and, you know, gone out, thrown his helmet at drivers before because he's got that bad boy image. So the media was all over it immediately. You know, it's just everybody quick to race to judgment. And I get up, you know, to Twitter feeds of, is Tony Stewart going to jail? And it's like, what? What's going on
but
here?
But first he's going to race at Watkins Glen.
Yes.
Yeah, which I thought was very insensitive.
Which, again, we don't know that Tony Stewart said he was going to.
Well, he runs that team, though.
But the media is the one who jumped on and said he was.
Right, but he did. And in fact, I did watch the press conference with his right-hand man, Greg Zipidelli, who did say that, you know, as of, what, an hour or two before the press conference, that Stewart was going to race. He decided to do that the night after the homicide, and then they continue to talk, and then they...
The homicide?
Yeah, the death.
It was a homicide?
When someone's killed, yes.
Hmm.
How would you describe the killing of Kevin Ward Jr.?
An accident?
Well, that's yet to be determined by the police. It is a homicide.
So it's being investigated a homicide?
It is being investigated right now.
A homicide?
No criminal charges are pending right now, but they haven't been ruled out. I would say yes. It's certainly not an accident. Now, it could be ruled that way, but that's what police do. You're a police officer. You remember that.
I was just surprised it's being investigated as a homicide.
Yeah, I think that there's a good chance that Stewart could be charged with manslaughter.
Well, let me ask you this, and it poses this
question.
Because
it's not intentional, but...
Let me ask you this, and it poses this question. In sports, whether it's motorsports, whether let's say something tragically happens on a football field and a guy goes up and just nails a receiver coming down and he dies on the field. Or let's say they're playing hockey and somebody catches a stick. Maybe he meant to have the end of that stick up, maybe he didn't, and it kills them. At what point in sports do we start criminally charging? I mean, what is the line that crosses in boxing or I see Ultimate Fighting, a good chance of that happening. Those things are vicious. Where it goes from being a sport and it goes to being criminal.
Right. Well, I think the difference is that there's some judgment and you can't control a puck hitting you.
But you could a stick if you put that stick up a little too high.
Right. And then I think it comes down to intent. And just like they're going to have to figure out, did Tony Stewart slow down? Was his intent to hit this young man, which I believe it wasn't. However, did everybody else slow down? And apparently, there's no video cameras on the Tony Stewart vehicle. It's shocking. Even though GoPros are, what, $100, $200? What's that to a multimillionaire? The idea of the intent. And I think there's a difference between a vehicle and... a stick, you're right. And we have seen. Remember, Lynn Swann, didn't he press charges against Jack Tatum for assault during a game at one time?
I think you're correct on that, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, accidents happen. However, then you have to look at the responsibility. I don't think that there could be a murder charge, even though everybody was saying that. I think there could be, the idea of manslaughter. It's like this, and I know that you're scared about this. I'm scared about this. Driving in the mornings, you have a lot of people that don't wear reflective gear, whether they're walking, whether they're doing whatever. And if you hit them, you still could be charged with manslaughter. You didn't intend to hit them. You might not have seen them, or you might have seen them too late. But a death is still a death.
Yeah. I'm just on my way into work this morning. There was a guy who was drunk walking on the side of the road on State Street, swerving around, and stepped towards the curb just as I was driving by and made me breathe. Rapidly.
Right. I mean, that's one issue there. So, unfortunately, you have the family of Kevin Ward Jr., who, they'll grow up without their son. They'll grow up without this young man. And, not letting the young man off. I mean, why in the world would you get out of your vehicle?
As a mistake. That just broke the rules.
And look, he's a 19-year-old kid, but still, Tony Stewart's a 43-year-old man, and...
So 19-year-old kids should be allowed to get away with breaking the rules.
No. But, I mean, look, the idea, I guess, of respect. And, yeah, Stewart wrecked him, but those wrecks happen all the time in those races. Not that I'm saying it's right, but, I guess everybody wants to do a touchdown dance. Everybody wants to, you know how it is. Everybody wants to be respected, but do they respect others? So he gets out, he starts waving his... What's he going to do, beat Tony Stewart up?
Well, he's not just waving. He's walking into the middle of the track.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's a tragic death there, and I don't want to be insensitive to that. And fortunately, there's nothing here local. Nobody that any of us immediately know. But you're walking into the middle of a track with cars racing around it. What
right.
do you think's going to happen?
Well, be you're empowered... And you've seen people on NASCAR get away with this. You've seen people on NASCAR do these things.
I don't think you've seen them walk into the middle of the track.
Not in the middle of the track, but on the outskirts.
But watch the video and count how many steps he takes into the track.
Yeah, crazy, crazy.
And it's a dirt track.
And as you've said before, let's face it, we're talking darkness. We're talking black suit. We're talking, these guys have been at it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you've got cars coming around on a dirt track, not as fast as when there's racing because the yellow flag was out. I mean, they could have been going 80 miles an hour, but I think they were probably going around 40 miles an hour at the time.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just tragic in that rules were broken, and tragically somebody dies. Now, if he would have been Billy Bob Nobody instead of Tony Stewart, this would not even have been a story. But because it was Tony Stewart, now it's a story.
Well, going back to Tony Stewart, I will say this, that, I can recall working in Alabama many years ago, and that was the big deal, the local paper the night before Talladega. There's Stewart at the dirt track. He's been doing it for years.
Well, let me ask you this question. Are you legally protected against murder charges in sports?
Wow. First time I'm a minister, now I'm a lawyer.
No, you thought I was a minister, you goober.
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, are you not protected against murder charges when you're in a sporting activity? Unless, I guess, it's premeditated.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, but rules were broken and something bad happened. But the question is, at what point? Because you know that in the NFL, sooner or later, somebody's going to die on camera.
You think so? I think the NFL has become so neutered lately.
That's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother topic for tomorrow.
Right, but don't you believe that it has? I mean, we talked a little bit
absolutely.
About that.
Yeah. Absolutely, it has. So, I got to do this, though. Let's do some traffic now. As you're coming out of Canyon County and...
Don Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Welcome to Monday, 580 KIDO. Here's an unusual local story, which we'll get into. Apparently, it is National Breastfeeding Month. You see the story last week on Channel 7? Apparently, there's some breastfeeding moms in Idaho that want, I suppose, the state law change concerning breastfeeding. Now, what's that about? Well, we'll get to it. And you're thinking, well, Kevin, is this the best you can do? Well, look, we can go back to the Bell of Shame, Gaza, the border, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? We're trying to, I guess, how should I put this? Mix it up here this morning because, you know, it's the same old stuff. So we've got that going on today. Dave Petso will be rolling in with news about your money as always. And getting back to this issue involving Tony Stewart, whether or not he should be charged criminally. Now, the sheriff has said that there will be no criminal charges are imminent, but he hasn't ruled it out. Apparently, now we're getting a published report. Tony Stewart threatened to run over the same driver, I guess, or a driver, 2 years ago following a wreck. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And again, the idea of Kevin Ward Jr. dying, and whether it's a confrontation at work, a confrontation at home, on the track, on the highways. Folks, it's just not worth it, is it? It's totally not worth getting physical or yelling and screaming. It never works out. Quickly to traffic now at 559, 580 KIDO. Let's try and catch you up on what happened if you spent the weekend camping or fishing or, like Kevin Miller, doing some well-needed yard work. How exciting. All right, Fox News is next. Stay with us and stay informed. You're listening to 580 KIDO. Serving Emmett.